Leaders of seven Northwest tribes testified Monday in favor of replacing a statue of Oregon Trail pioneer and missionary Marcus Whitman in the U.S. Capitol. A proposal pending in the Washington State Legislature would install a statue of the late Native rights activist Billy Frank Jr. in Whitman's place of honor. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on a historical reckoning.
Every U.S. state gets to choose two prominent figures to put in the National Capitol statuary collection. Well over half a century ago, Washington State delivered a larger-than-life bronze of Marcus Whitman. The buckskin-clad missionary and frontier doctor strikes a heroic pose with Bible in one hand and saddlebags in the other. Now comes Democratic State Rep. Deborah LeCanoff, who is Native American. She tells her fellow lawmakers it's time for a statue swap out.
In the 40s, that was a time of then. In the year 2021, we are a time of now.
LeCanoff and 31 co-sponsors in the State House proposed to substitute tribal treaty fishing rights defender Billy Frank in Whitman's place.
During this time of equity, during this time of diversity, during this time of finding balance among our communities, there's no one better than Billy Frank Jr., who stood with all of you.
During an initial hearing on the proposal in the legislature, neither LeCanoff nor the lieutenant governor who followed her, nor the seven tribal leaders who came next, spoke Marcus Whitman's name, not even once. They focused entirely on why Billy Frank deserves the honor of standing in bronze in the nation's capital. Chairwoman Kat Brigham testified for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
He pulled us together. He made us think about the future, about our children's children, and how we needed to protect our tribal treaty rights. So he was great in that, and all of us loved him. All of us loved working with him.
Billy Frank died in 2014 at the age of 83. In his younger years, he was a self-described getting arrested guy at treaty rights protests. In later decades, he became a widely admired advocate for Northwest salmon and natural resource protection. No one spoke in opposition to the proposed U.S. Capitol statue swap-out during a nearly hour-long State House committee discussion.
That's all we have for the record, Mr. Chairman.
Author Cassandra Tate of Seattle recently published a new book called Unsettled Ground about the legacy of the Whitman mission. Marcus and wife Narcissa established the mission on the outskirts of present-day Walla Walla in 1836. Tate says what attracted her to the topic was how much the reputations of the Whitmans have evolved in her lifetime.
The story that I grew up with, Marcus and Narcissa Whitman, were these brave, compassionate people who came west to bring enlightenment. She was beautiful, he was strong and handsome, and they were brutally murdered by the people that they had come to save.
A lot has changed since fifth grade.
By the 1990s and beyond, there was a lot of a dissection of that image to the point where now in some quarters they're considered these agents of genocide and white colonization.
The halo has slipped, Tate says, before suggesting the Whitman statue would fit well in a display of fallen heroes.
I don't think that that's the best we've got now, that his moment has come and gone.
LeCanoff's bill gives Washington's governor the responsibility to figure out where to relocate Marcus Whitman's statue if and when it's removed from the U.S. Capitol. Washington State's other contribution to the Capitol statues is a kneeling likeness of Catholic nun Mother Joseph, who no one seems to have a problem with. Nine other states have previously swapped out their marble or bronze representation among the Capitol statues. At Virginia's request, Confederate General Robert E. Lee was removed in December. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
In case you're wondering who represents Oregon in the U.S. Capitol's statuary collection, it's another pioneer missionary named Jason Lee, whose bronze is joined by the Hudson Bay Company's John McLaughlin, who's sometimes called the father of Oregon.